Well, welcome once again to St. Andrew's, to our soaking prayer and healing night. I am Pastor Lisa, and I'm honored to be here in Bishop Ron's absence. They are doing well as they are traveling overseas. I believe part of the team is on their way back now, so we're excited to hear their stories. I've been seeing a lot of their pictures on Facebook. They're just trying to make everybody jealous because it's been very beautiful in Ireland. Just some beautiful pictures and scenery. So I just want to encourage you to pray for them. Pray for Bishop and Susie this week as they continue on the journey that the Lord has them on this week. And the team as they travel home. So tonight I'll ask you, first I want to know, is there anybody here that needs physical healing in their body? A couple of people, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, okay, 9. Great. Because I believe the Lord wants to manifest His glory tonight. And a lot of times I think that we struggle with, does the Lord love us enough? Or are we worthy enough for God to do this thing that we're believing Him for? So anybody believe in God for something in their life? Need God just to move. Awesome, awesome, that's great. So I have this word that I believe that the Lord wants me to encourage you with tonight, and it's in Mark chapter 9, starting with verse 14. And this is right after Jesus and three of the disciples had went up to the Mount of Transfiguration. And they're coming down from the mountain in verse 14. And it says, "And when he came to the disciples, he saw a great multitude around them and scribes disputing with them. Immediately when they saw him," this is Jesus, "all the people were greatly amazed and running to him and greeted him. And he asked the scribes, 'What are you discussing with them?' Then one of the crowd answered and said, 'Teacher, I brought you my son who has a mute spirit. And whenever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, gashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. So I spoke to your disciples that they should cast it out, but they could not.' He answered him and said, 'O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me.' Then they brought the boy to Jesus, and when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming at the mouth. So Jesus asked his father, 'How long has this been happening to him?' And he said, 'From childhood. And often he has thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us.' Jesus said to him, 'If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes.' Immediately, the father of the child cried out, and with tears, 'Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief.' When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, 'Deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more.' Then the spirit cried out, convulsed him greatly, and came out of him. And he became as one dead, so that many said, 'He is dead.' But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he had come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, "Why could we not cast it out?" And he said to them, "This kind can come out only nothing but prayer and fasting." So I want to share that word with you in Mark 9, when Jesus said that all things are possible for him who believes. And I believe he's saying that to you tonight. All things are possible if you can believe. And I thought it was interesting as I was reading this, and the man brought his son to Jesus, and immediately the spirit caused this boy to start convulsing. And he'd go into seizures, and I don't know if you ever seen someone have a seizure. It's not pretty. And so here's this boy convulsing and foaming at the mouth, who can't speak. And he's on the floor, and Jesus is over here chatting with his dad. I'm looking at this, and I'm like, Jesus is having a conversation. The guy's on the floor manifesting, having a seizure, foaming at the mouth, and Jesus says, "Hey, Dad, how long has your son been like this?" I'm like, what? He didn't immediately jump into action to show forth his power. He didn't immediately say, "Let's do something, start shandying, disciples, start praying." But he's over here talking to the dad. And the dad says, "Since childbirth." And then the dad keeps talking. He said, "Yeah, and sometimes, you know, the spirit will throw him in the fire. And sometimes it throws him in the water to kill him." And they're chatting, and this guy is manifesting on the floor. And then Jesus finally says to the deaf and dumb spirit to come out of him. And it got worse. It said he convulsed greatly when Jesus said that. It got worse. I thought that was interesting. But I know that's just me. I just ponder stuff like that. I like to just ponder the word like, huh. Sometimes you can pray about a situation and it looks like it gets worse. And you're putting God in remembrance of his word. And you're like, "Fix it, Jesus, fix it now." And Jesus is over here chatting. He's watching, he sees. So he's over here chatting. And the Father is saying, "If you can do anything, if you can have compassion on us, do something." And we get to that point in our battle when we're crying out to the Lord, "Lord, do something. Lord, do you hear me? Show me something. Give me a sign." And Jesus is still chatting. He said, "All things are possible if you can believe." And the Father, the dad says, "I believe." Then he's like, "Oh, wait, help my unbelief." And that's where we have to get, like, "Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. If there's any fear or any doubt, Lord, I need your help. I can't do this in my own strength." And I believe that's the point that the Lord wants to get us to. When you realize you can't pray enough, you can't give enough, you can't do enough to manipulate God to move into your situation. But you can come as a child, you can come humbly and say, "Lord, help my unbelief. Not puffed up with pride, saying, I know the Lord is going to do this. I know because his word says he's going to do this, he's going to do it, he's going to do it. And then the promise tarries. And you'd be like, well, I thought God was going to do it. Maybe I did something. And then the enemy's whispering in your ear. And you're going down your list of repentance, trying to get the Lord's attention. And all the while, Jesus is watching. He's watching. He's on the scene. You got his attention. And he's just saying, all things are possible if you can believe. If you can believe. That word if, that's a big old if. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal their land. If. That's a big if. If you can believe, the Lord wants to heal you just because he wants to heal you. Not because you earned it. Not because you memorized enough healing scriptures. Not because you got the right person to pray for you at the right time, at the right place. Because he wants to. He sent his son, Jesus, to die on the cross, to be beaten and bruised and whipped, so that you may be healed. For he's saying, you're already healed. And so he tells the spirit to come out. He calls it by name and says, you deaf and dumb spirit, come out. And it says, the spirit screams and greatly convulses the guy and then comes out till he looks like he's dead. So the people that have been watching Jesus do this, and they're like, well, Jesus killed that one. Because they're waiting to see about this Jesus they've heard about this miracle worker. They're like, well, there it is. He killed that one. He's dead. And they're mumbling, and Jesus goes. He doesn't say a word. And I think it's very important that the dead didn't say a word. Because when your situation looks impossible, you have to guard your words. You have to watch what you say about your situation. Because the Lord says, we don't walk by sight, we walk by faith. So I believe the enemy is waiting for you to speak something negative to give him that foothold, to give him that right, that fear, that doubt, that unbelief. And so the crowd is like, he looks dead, and Jesus just goes over and picks the guy up. And he begins to speak, probably for the first time in his life. And the funny thing to me is, man, those 12 disciples, they had a problem. They were kind of upset. As soon as they got Jesus by themselves, they're like, Jesus, why we couldn't cast him out? You sent us out two by two, and we laid hands on people, and we cast out demons, and now all of a sudden, we couldn't cast them out. What happened to the authority and the power you gave us, Jesus? You said we were supposed to cast out demons in your name. And we couldn't. And Jesus is still saying all things are possible for him who believes. He says, how long will I have to be with you, faithless generation? Because Jesus had an attitude when they said your disciples couldn't cast him out. He blamed it on faith, faithless. How long will I bear with you? And so he tells them, these can only come out by fasting and praying. So sometimes when you don't get the victory, you got to step up your game. You need your faith to come up. And that's why you begin to fast and pray. Not to get God to move, but to build your faith. Because the Lord is trying to teach you something. He's trying to get you to have this victory that he told this demon to come out and never come back. And that's the victory the Lord wants you to have in this situation that you're believing him for. That you'll never have to cross this road again. When you get the victory, it's over. That's what he's trying to teach you in this situation. In Galatians 6:9, it says, be weary, be not weary in well-doing, but in due season you will reap a reward if you don't give up, if you don't quit. If you keep on knocking, you keep on trusting, you keep on believing, though the vision tarry, it will come. Though the promise tarries, it will come. God will do what he promised he will do. Don't give up. Guard the words that have come out of your mouth. Speak words of faith. Don't worry about what it looks like. Walk by faith, not by sight. Continue to trust in him. He's saying, if you believe, it will come to pass. If you believe, you will get the victory. For all things are possible if you believe. So begin to ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, show me where there's unbelief. Lord, expose my unbelief. Lord, help me to get my faith. Help me to believe, because a lot of times we'll believe in our intellect. In our head, we believe, but in our heart, we don't really believe. Some of us have head knowledge that God loves us because you read it in a book. But you've never really felt the deep heartfelt love of an Abba Father. A love that you can never lose. A love that always believes the best in you and the best about you. A love that never gives up. A love that always covers a multitude of sins. A love that is always there, waiting for you to turn, waiting for you to embrace it, waiting for you to receive it. A love that you can never earn, and a love that you can never lose. The Lord loves you because he loves you, because he loves you, because he loves you. And I pray that the Lord would overpower any obstacles in your heart tonight, that you can feel his loving touch tonight. Holy Spirit, I ask you to come and comfort each person in a deep, heartfelt way. For you are the great comforter. Lord, I ask you to give them spiritual eyes and ears to hear your word and to receive all that you have for them tonight. Come and uproot and tear down any lie of the enemy in their hearts so that they can receive truth in their inmost being. Let your love permeate their very being. Shower them with your love and compassion. Lord, let them feel and hear you say they are your beloved, that they are truly yours. Lord, we thank you that you watch over your word to perform it. And we ask you to manifest your loving power in this place tonight. We ask you to glorify your name tonight. And so if you need physical healing, I'm just going to ask you to stand up. It's just an act of faith. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And for those of you who are sitting, I'm just going to ask you to stretch your hand out and just put your hand or towards one of them or touch one of them, just as an act of faith. So, Lord, we ask you to pour out your anointing, your healing power in this place today. We ask you to glorify your name today, Lord. We say, be healed in the mighty name of the true Lord Jesus Christ. Be whole, spirit, soul, and body. Lord, we ask you to come and breathe your breath of life into each individual here. And we ask you, Lord, for your healing power to be poured out. We command all pain to go right now in the mighty name of Jesus. All infection to go in the mighty name of Jesus. And we speak healing and wholeness to your spirit, your body, and your soul in the name of the true Lord Jesus Christ. Just receive it. Just take a deep breath. Thank you, Lord. More, Lord. More. More. Your healing power. Your healing power, Lord. All the way, Lord, all the way. Your healing power, Lord. From the top of their heads, Lord, to the tips of their toes, your healing power flow straight from your throne to each person, Lord. There is a river that flows. There is a healing river that flows. And it's flowing to you tonight. Let the healing waters pour over you. For the Lord says, you are worthy. For you are His. You belong to Him. So, Lord, we thank you that you glorify your name in this place. Lord, we give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Anybody feel different? Like you had a pain and maybe it left? One, two. Awesome. Three, four, five. Awesome. Praise God. More, Lord. More, Lord. Complete healing. Complete the work, Lord. We know you don't do anything halfway, Lord, so we ask you for complete healness and wholeness, Lord. Glorify your name in this place. Pour out your love and heal each one, spirit, soul, and body, Lord. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. All right. Glad you came tonight. So if you'd like additional prayer, we welcome you to come and sit in the chairs on each side, the wooden chairs, and we'll be happy to pray for you and bless you. Amen.